92.1.
The Mickey Filer Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Edward, ripping it up this morning. Great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Very, very smart guys got together. Engineering degreed guys got together, started a heating and air company. And they run it like engineers run it, not like heating and air people run it, because they want to make sure it's not just the biggest machine that can heat your or cool your home. It's the most efficient part of it. And it's also about air quality. And it's also about, the humidity levels. You're going to love our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out, Brevard, North Carolina area, Greenville, upstate of South Carolina. These people do just an incredible job. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAndAir.com. They got some great specials going on now. They do a phenomenal job at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. I'm making the Landman check out Yankee highlights right now. They could have come up with it. Yeah, Yankees win. 1-0, and sweep the Kansas City Royals. All right, let me reset where we are. J.J. Spahn, 66, 4 under par. The only bogey-free round of 156 players at Oakmont Country Club yesterday. And a great start to his U.S. Open. I will tell you this. He's at 12:52 today. There's a chance he's going to be the leader at the end of day two. But I will tell you that if you told J.J. Spahn right now that we're going to give you three straight 71s and you'll finish at 1 under par, I think he'd take it. I think there's still a chance at 1 under par could win the golf tournament. But and the course had teeth. It did not have the teeth that I thought it was going to have, but it still had teeth yesterday. Only 10 guys under par yesterday. College World Series today, Arizona and Coastal Carolina. Afternoon game, night game, Louisville and Oregon State. The Oilers were down 3-0 last night in the first period. Came back in overtime to win 5-4 to knock the Stanley Cup Finals at 2 games apiece. And Clemson gets Nate Savoy, a power-hitting catcher, utility guy, jack-of-all-trades, I should say, from Loyola Marymount in California, the rookie of the year in his conference as a transfer portal guy. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Josh Williams at 725. John Stilwell, ReedyLanco.com at 745. Roy Philpott, the big dog, at 825. Phone calls in this segment. Good morning, Snaphook. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
I'm doing great, buddy. Doing great. I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Man, happy early Father's Day. Won't get to talk to you this weekend, but happy Father's Day to you, Mike, and all the other dads out there, man.
You too, buddy. You too, for sure.
Thanks, bro. Man, I didn't get to talk to you about the draft for the draft picks for the U.S. Open, so I ended up with – now, I picked 8th out of 9th place and ended up with Colin Morikawa, and bring all the hate you want, but I got Patrick Reed. And, I mean, my man out there making albatrosses on par fives, I mean, it's, something just told me, take the cheater Reed, see what happens, you know?
When you hole out from 286, that tends to help on a par five, a 600-yard par five, and a great shot from Patrick Reed. And that tends to help the scorecard a little bit. I like Morikawa's chances better after an even par. He's about to tee off this morning, by the way, so he was one of the afternoon guys that played well yesterday, and I think he have a little bit of a break going early this morning. So I think I like the Morikawa pick at this point.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the guys playing this morning before the wind and the course kind of settles in. I think there's going to be some decent scoring this morning. Man, it like 16, 17, and 18, Mickey. Mm. That's like hold on, baby. Just hang on. If you can finish those. If you could finish those last three holes 2 under, dude, you're doing pretty – or 2 over, you're doing great. I mean, 18, could that be one of the toughest finishing holes that we've seen in the U.S. Open?
Yeah, 500 yards, bunkers everywhere, very difficult green. Don't forget that, like, the 16th is 236 par 3. And 17 is a cute hole. I like 17. But the way that both nines finish, you know, you go through 7, 8, and 9 on the front, and you go through 16, 17, 18 on the back, no matter if you're starting on 1 or 10. Those last three holes, man, some really good tough test for those guys at this point.
Exactly. Man, can't wait to watch it this weekend. Again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Y'all have a great weekend, brother.
Thank you, Snapbook. Appreciate that. Well, he brings up a good point about how to watch it. I can't wait to watch it this weekend. We have a fundamental issue.
What's that, Mickey?
Let me back away. Why has give me some reasons, guys, in your mind right now. Mike, do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Landon, do you have an iPhone? You do? Mike, do you have any Apple computers? Do you have an iPad or Apple computer or anything?
No, I'm an old school guy when it comes to computers.
What do you got? Some sort of
I've actually got an HP laptop.
Oh.
It's in the shop right now, though, so maybe I need to move over.
What do you got over there,
Landon? MacBook. Apple? MacBook Air.
MacBook Air. Okay.
Yep.
You guys have, like, Apple headphones or anything? You have any other Apple products?
I have Beats. That's...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to insult anybody. No, but the point is, why do you have... I have an iPad and I have an iPhone. And I went one time against that. I always had an iPad, but I went with a Samsung phone at one point in time. You know why I don't have a Samsung phone now? It's not as easy as the iPhone.
Yes. Make it easy, Mickey. I think I know where you're headed.
You got to make it easy on your customer. In today's world, the reason that Apple was so successful and continues to be so successful, everything's so integrated, and Apple just made it easy and convenient to make phone calls, to listen to music, to text, to take pictures, to do. They just made it easy. As a customer, the harder you make it on someone, the more you're driving your customer. I mean, as a company, the more you're driving your customers away, because somebody out there is going to make it easier for you. Now, don't get me wrong. You got exclusive rights. USA or NBC and NBC Sports have exclusive rights to this. So, no, you can't watch it anywhere else. I get that. But what they're not doing, they're not maximizing the viewership. Because they put it on USA and Peacock and NBC, what they've done here is they've made it difficult to know what time does it come on, when does it come on. So, here's the point, Mike. On Sunday at noon or at 1 o'clock in the fall, the NFL's on. It's Sunday at 4 o'clock, the NFL's on. On Sunday at 7 o'clock, the NFL's on. And you know it's going to be NBC. You know it's going to be Fox or CBS in the afternoons. And it's going to be NBC. And on Monday Night Football, you have ABC or ESPN. You know these things. You know where it is. You know, one of the reasons why people don't watch the Braves near as much now is, I don't know what channel it's on. I can't find it. I don't know what is it. In the old days, it was easy to watch. They were on TBS. You knew what it was. Right now, yesterday, the numbers won't look as good as they could be if you put all this on NBC or just USA and NBC. It'd be great. But what they want you to subscribe to Peacock. So they have pushed the advertiser away and not maximized the advertiser's exposures in lieu of that. For people to subscribe to Peacock. Yesterday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. USA Network. From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., it's also on Peacock. So you got an hour of just USA without Peacock. But then it goes off USA at 5 o'clock, and from 5 to 8, the only place you can get is Peacock. Like, people get off work. And if you didn't have Peacock, you get off work and go, hey man, I'm gonna go watch the U.S. Open. I get up at 5 o'clock and get home at 5:15. I'm gonna watch the U.S. Open, and you turn on, it's not on television. unless you subscribe to Peacock. And you, and if you don't know that, then you're going, wait a minute, I thought it was Oakmont. Is it a rain delay? Or is it lightning delay? What are they? Did they call it because of darkness there or something? Like, was there? Why is it not on TV? Today, it becomes even worse. Today, you got three different networks at three different times. You can't keep it on one channel and watch it. Just like on yesterday, they did it from 6 to 7 a.m. only. And by the way, it was 6:30 to 7. 6:30 to 7 only on USA Today, USA. And then from 6:30 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. But then you had it only on Peacock. Okay, today, 6:30 to 1, Peacock. 1 to 7, NBC. 7 to 8, Peacock. I mean, what? I can't just like not touch my TV.
Mickey, you got to say it. This is the perfect time. You got to say it.
I'm a Peacock captain. I got to fly.
No. What are we doing?
I'm sorry. What are we doing? Three different networks, three different deals. I got to go back and forth. It's not even on USA Today. You can set. How do you tape this stuff? If you wanted to get set your DVR up. I don't even put it on USA Yesterday, Peacock. No NBC Today. Peacock and NBC, no USA. Tomorrow and Sunday, I got USA Network, NBC and Peacock. Tomorrow, you got noon to 12 on USA, 12 to 8 on NBC, and but tomorrow, you can just put it on Peacock and watch it all day. And then Sunday, 9 to noon on USA, noon to 7 on NBC. For some reason, 10 to 8 on Peacock. So I guess they'll do, they're not going to take it off. I guess they'll do trophy ceremonies on Peacock.
What's that subscription going to cost me, Mickey?
I don't know. I did it. I did it because my son liked wrestling. So we have Peacock. But
I think it's like 99 cents a month, I think.
That's it?
Yeah. I think. I think. I could be wrong. It might be way more than that. I might be getting that mixed up with my Apple storage payment.
That's right.
I did Peacock with the...
With your Apple what?
Storage.
You pay for Apple storage?
Well, like just five more.
You got to be in the cloud, Mickey. You got to, you know.
Yeah, you get your head to clouds.
But I got Peacock for the Olympics. They had all the Olympics on Peacock. And
I got one for you. All right. So my father-in-law gave my son these Bose headphones. Right? They're earplug things, whatever. So I go to turn them on for him. And by the way, because he got another pair, right? I go to turn them on for him. I got to pay Bose $35 just to use them. Like, there's a user fee when somebody gives you theirs. Like, what? Wait, I bought the Bose headphones. I didn't buy them. They were gifted. My father-in-law bought them. He gave them to my son. I got to pay $35 to use them. And you know what? People do it. Anyway, that's crazy. But my point is, watch this. The U.S. Open ratings won't be near as good because you're making it harder on people to go to different stuff, different levels there. Bottom line is, and look, the younger generation, you guys, Lenny, you know how to do all that, go back and forth. But you don't, still... And I can be taught that, and I can do that. I can go from USA Network to Peacock to NBC. I'm not that big of an imbecile. I know I'm old, but I can still do it. The fact is, I don't want to have to do it. Every other part of life, it's easy. Not this. Texas said, when you do find a brace, it's a blacked out game. I didn't even know that. See, that's what Major League Baseball loses as well. Like, you're trying to make it harder on your fans to watch your games? Shane Greenwood said, first world problems only in America. Yeah, but, I mean, I've got the technology. I could put a man on the moon, and you're going to make it harder on me? 2869 is a genius saying, agree, Mickey, ridiculous. It's because you're a genius. Texture says, another reason Apple sucks, they nickel and dime the heck out of you. He said, I worked for Verizon for 14 years. iPhones are complete trash. They accounted for 70% of the software issues that walk through the door. And not easy because if you forgot your password, you can't fix them. Trash products with great marketing. That's right. But then they get you. And now I got my guy over here paying 99 cents a month just to have a cloud. 1188 says Peacock is $8 a month.
Yep. I did look it up. It was $8.55.
And the texture makes it right, too. Commercials every 10 minutes. So I pay $8 a month to watch it on Peacock, and then I still got to watch commercials.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Like, wait a minute, man. Like, if I'm paying a pay-per-view, should I have to watch commercials, too?
And if it was only $8 a month to get everything you want to watch, but you've got to have 17 different subscriptions to get all the things you want to see.
8940 said, too many decisions. Saban wouldn't go back and forth. That's right. Nick Saban didn't want to make those decisions.
And you're talking about the NFL. It's getting even worse because you got to pay for that, you know, that NFL pass thing or whatever if you want to watch all the games. If not, like, you watch maybe, I don't know, one game on TV. That's the only game they give you. The rest, if you have to have that NFL pass subscription if you want to watch anything.
Oh, man.
Same with the Braves. You got to have that, what is it? And I know for the Red Sox, that NESN, the sports network, you have to have a certain sports network pass to watch the games you want to watch.
Just make it easy on a fan and more people will watch. Simple as that. Short break. We'll come back. Got Josh Williams is going to join us. We're going to talk United States Golf Open if he had a chance to watch it. So we'll talk about that when you come back. Also, a little College World Series talk with Josh when you return after a very short break.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, for folks that want to learn more about working at Snyder Tree Care, how do they reach you? What's the best way to go about this?
We're easy to find. You can get us online at schneidertree.com. That's schneidertree.com. Or call us, the office number, 864-244-3088. Online is probably the best way. You can fill out an application there or come by the office. If you want to work with us, we'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The great friends at Ingles want you to have a great holiday weekend. Hey, you're looking to make Dad some sort of really special, cool deal. My son the other day saw a balloon in there. It's like, world's greatest daddy. He goes, Dad, I want to buy that for you. I went, no, we're not doing that. Anyway, he wanted me to buy it for myself. So you're going to grill out this weekend. You're going to have a great Father's Day weekend. Do that. If you're headed off to the beach or any kind of trips, mountain trips or anything like that, then go fill up with the gas stuff. The Starbucks don't talk enough about what they do there. I really want to get into the expertise of what these folks do. Hot lunches, the salad bars, the olive bars, the incredible egg salad, chicken salad, what they do in the delis, their boar's head meats and cheeses. I had a crab cake last night at a restaurant. wasn't that much better, if better at all, of the than what I get at Ingles every single time we go there as well. We love it. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my friends over at Ingles. To our guest lines, Josh Williams is going to talk some U.S. Open, some College World Series. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. I wrongfully predicted yesterday that we'd see a score in the 90s. Are you surprised we had 10 guys under par? We had 19 guys at par or better. The golf course had teeth. Did you buy into all the hype that it would have more teeth than what we saw yesterday?
Not as much, just because of how much, just the sheer amount of rain that they've gotten the last, they've gotten something like 10 inches of rain the last 2 weeks or so. It's just, there's just no way for them to dry all that out. As much as they want to have it playing quite as firm and fast. But you could see that it's picking up some speed a bit, both in the fairways, obviously, and the firmness and the greens and the surrounds. And we'll see how, obviously, it should firm up even more today. And then it'll be a matter of dodging some raindrops over the weekend. They've got a decent chance, I think, on Saturday afternoon for some stuff to pop up. But, I wasn't well, let me ask you, were you buying into the carnage over par winning score?
I said there's a possibility of it. We do this in majors all the time. The guys on Monday and Tuesday take their cell phones out every single major now, and they drop balls out, and it's like, oh, man, look at this rough. We've never seen this before. The reason I was kind of buying into it is Oakmont's hard anyway, but I saw, like, the green speeds and the slopes, and I was like, maybe. And I still think that could be the case. I did not buy the one, though. Chambly told on the Golf Channel said that a couple players said you could see double digits over par. But the reason I don't buy into that every single major now is these guys are so stinking good. And these guys are just amazing. The other thing is you don't have to hit driver every hole because there's some scoring opportunities out there. And how firm and fast the fairways are, that kind of takes driver out of some people's hands and makes it getting out of that hay. So I didn't totally buy into it. I think there'd be carnage. And I still think we can see over par. You think it's going to be under par for sure?
Coming into it, I thought it, a couple under. Last year at Pinehurst was, about six. I thought you'd be four or five shots harder than that, depending on the weather, yeah.
Again, weather dependent and where they want to do, because they could have it about whatever they want, I feel like, through that. We didn't see a ton of difference in afternoon and morning. Did you notice that a little bit? There was some difference. We had a scoring slightly better in the morning, but pretty much even. So, in other words, I don't think we had a – there wasn't a major – we'll find out today, by the way, if there's other scoring there. But did you notice any morning compared to afternoon trends from yesterday?
Yeah, actually the afternoon was slightly lower scoring average. So, you know, maybe those guys that – you know, the guys that went late yesterday that also turned right around and go this morning you know, end up with a slightly better juice there. But, you know, we've been in this run, and I'll ask you this, we've been in this run of major championships. If you go back to the last one would be Brian Harmon in, 23? So after that, if you start in 24, you know, you've been in these runs of major champions of, you know, Scotty, Sander, Bryson, Xander again, and Rory and Scotty. It's kind of like I don't know if the setups have changed that much, but it seems like it's lending itself to more of that kind of upper tier premium player that eventually you kind of get a little bit of leaderboard gravity where you'll have some surprises the first two and a half, 3 days, but eventually you're one of those guys is going to make its way up to the top. So kind of me looking at this one, obviously, you know what Spahn did yesterday, bogey free 66. But for me looking at this one, I almost kind of treat it like John Rahm one under par. It's kind of the de facto leader because I think the way he played, especially the way he drove it, he gets to kind of go out again early this morning. You can kind of build on that. I think you kind of I just find myself looking for like one of those primo, you know, top five or six guys, and wherever they are, that's kind of where I really think that, you know, the leader really is.
Interesting, you went with Rahm there at one under rather than Koepka at two under.
Yeah, and you know, if maybe beginning of last year, I probably would have put Koepka in that, but he's had, you know, a solid seven or eight major run now where he hasn't done anything. So I'm in a little bit of wait and see for him, but I think, I mean, looking at his numbers, he gained strokes in every category yesterday, so maybe he is kind of locked in and back a little bit, and obviously be a factor this week. So, yeah, last year you asked me that question, I put him in that group. He's kind of had a tough run here the last, you know, seven or eight majors where he hasn't been a factor at all.
It's hard to predict what's going to happen. It's even harder when you got a game like Jordan Spieth. What did you make of Spieth's round one of even par yesterday?
Yeah, entertaining. a lot of circles and squares.
It looked like the Hollywood squares on there, you know. Circle gets the square.
Yeah,
5 and 5.
I mean, if you look at it, you know, most of the year he's driven it really well. The iron game's been kind of hit or miss. I mean, the putting's been kind of hit or miss. But yesterday, his iron game is really good. He gained like 3.5 strokes on approach. I mean, he had couple bogeys at least kind of early on that were just you know, poor speed control in the greens and a three putt. You know, can he keep it up, you know, all four rounds? I don't know, but I think that's certainly positive. And honestly, you look at Morikawa and Hovland, I mean, they threw away, I mean, both of those guys gained, you know, over 4.5 strokes with their iron game yesterday, and they lost 2.5 to 3 shots on the greens. You know, those are guys that shot, you know, even in one over. I think they're one to kind of watch and see, particularly turning it around, playing early this morning, maybe a little bit softer, see if they can kind of continue that ball strike. And if so, you kind of think they probably move up just a little bit.
Strokes gain is so interesting to watch during major championships. I don't pay attention to it throughout the most of it, but I do pay attention to it. I'm getting some stroke gain stats here in a second. Quickly, the favorites. We saw 3 over par, DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler, 4 over par, Rory McIlroy. Does it feel like those guys are still in it? And if so, then what number was shot yesterday that's now out of it in your mind?
Probably 5.
Yeah.
I think those guys are kind of on the fringe and still in it. Certainly, Scotty, he kind of had some uncharacteristic, you know, a little sloppiness with bogeys too. But you know, DeChambeau was similar to Morikawa and Hovland, and that he lost strokes on and around the green. His ball striking was good, so you think he's probably going to eventually work his way back in there. I thought Schauffele was another one that was kind of up and down, that had a couple of floppy holes that cost him, but he had a nice bounce back there toward the end, got in at two over, so I think he's in a pretty decent spot too. One that you like that I could never really seem to peg because I look at ball striking numbers too much is Åberg. He's one that his iron game has really kind of held him back all year, but it was pretty good yesterday. So, even two over, he's probably another one to kind of watch a little bit.
I just love watching the golf swing. I'm just mesmerized by this big cyborg type guy ripping it the way he does and looking so good at doing it. Two news of the day so far, to the point about Koepka. Koepka comes out at number 10 and makes bogey. So now he's dropped down to one under, one over for the day through one hole. And we're seeing him go that route. Spahn's a guy that I heard talk about yesterday about self-belief. And Spahn has won on the PGA Tour, and Spahn is it's not like he's a no-talent guy that just got lucky. Chances of a Spahn, Siwoo Kim, Sungjae Im, some of those lesser-known names at the top of the leaderboard right now hanging around. Any of those guys you'd like to hang around and be in contention?
Yeah, I mean, Spahn is you've seen him show up, obviously, in multiple spots this year. Obviously, he's in the playoff. For the players, it just seemed like so much of his round yesterday was the putter. Obviously, he started out hot, four under after seven or eight, and just kind of scrambled his way in from there. I think it was he made six putts of 7+ feet to save par, and I believe I saw he was something like 18 out of 19 from inside 20 feet. Add something with the firmness of the greens pick up, how fast they're going to be. I just don't know if that's something that's sustainable. But, he mentioned in his post-round presser that, hey, these are pro-ana. I'm from California originally. I grew up on these. I'm comfortable on them. I feel like I see the lines better than some of the other types of grass that we play. And so, he's got a definite comfortability factor there. If the ball striking holds up, he's going to hang around. I just wouldn't expect to hold as many putts as he did yesterday.
I'm going to give you one. Ben Griffin, only because, man, at the level he's playing at right now, he seems to be hot. Got a lot of confidence for sure. All right, what do you expect to see over the weekend?
I think we'll see some of those. We'll still see a few of those guys, I'd say lesser known, but some of those mid-tier guys hang around. But I think you're going to eventually see some of those big names work their way to the top. Rahm was the one that I really kind of, if you say going into the week, can't take Scotty, who would you take? Rahm would be the one. I just think, just going back to the PGA, I know he had a poor finish, but he got himself in the mix, and it just seemed like his attitude, it really gave him a huge boost of confidence getting back into contention again. And I thought he would really, really be a factor here. So if you make me single out one, that's probably who I'm going to take.
John Rahm, who, by the way, tees off 729. He just went off, and he's going off number one. So we'll be able to follow him on the show here this morning. Texture wants to know, cut line. This is a hard one to figure out. Thoughts on a cut line right now?
I think it's probably six or seven over.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go seven.
I'd say those two are probably neck and neck.
I was saying 7 to 8. Your 6 to 7 convinced me to go 7. So, but yeah, in that range.
I'd be good with that.
Yep, for sure. College World Series, we've got two games today, two games tomorrow. Thoughts about what we saw in the Super Regionals and maybe what you expect to see the first weekend in Omaha?
Yeah, 8 new teams this year that didn't make it last year. We talked a couple of weeks ago how we thought maybe Coastal was kind of underseeded a bit, and obviously they kept that winning streak going and made it. Are you surprised that they are the favorite for that side of the bracket, or no?
No, I like their pitching. I think they got the best pitching there, And you saw that in the regionals. You saw that originally in the super regionals. Really, you've seen it coming down the stretch. What, by the way, what a phenomenal job, because you've got to give their pitching coach, former Gamecock pitching coach, a lot of credit here. But they turned themselves around. I think you were talking about before that their pitching staff last year was not very good, but not one of the best in the country. Yeah,
one of the best in the country. So, I mean, obviously you like probably them and Oregon State, and you would think obviously the odds dictate that, show that too, that those are the two that will kind of go out on that side. And, you know, you kind of favor – you know, the early winner of the Arkansas-LSU on the other side, I mean, those two are the top two in odds to win the whole thing. So whoever kind of wins that first game kind of gets the early jump. I favored Arkansas kind of pre-tournament. Thinking they would probably be my pick. I don't really see any reason to go away from that, but they'll have a slugfest tomorrow against LSU.
I like Arkansas right now be the favorite. I don't discount Oregon State. Man, they got so many bats in that lineup that can hurt you, and I like the versatility in that lineup from watching them in that Florida State weekend. And they beat good pitchers, by the way, last weekend. I don't discount UCLA. I mean, their pitching was – and they kind of get an easier here in Murray State. You think they get an easier one there, but I don't discount UCLA's pitching in this one as well. So it's about three or four teams. It's going to be an interesting week or so. Out at Omaha. When we visit next week, we'll talk the College World Series finals. We'll also review some U.S. Open stuff as well. Always appreciate it, man. Hope you have a great weekend, and let's talk next Friday.
Yeah, man. Have a good weekend, guys. Happy Father's Day.
You too, my friend. Josh Williams. Great stuff there. I should have wished him happy Father's Day to his dad, who calls in occasionally. You know, horse racing aficionados. So good stuff there for sure. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. We'll John Stilwell is going to join us. We're going to talk shrimp. I like that. I hope we talk about sauteing it, boiling it, frying it. Talk some shrimp with John Stilwell right after this.
I love learning, especially when it comes to learning more about my health and how to improve this lifestyle journey that we're on. Something I learned this week is that PhD weight loss clients often lose 25 to 30% of their body weight. And more importantly, they keep it off with the unique lifestyle integration phase that PhD weight loss provides. The real kicker is that PhD helps you do it with no side effects, no long-term risk, no major muscle loss, and no rebound weight gain when you stop. Just natural, lasting results. Learn how you can take back the keys to weight loss and a better lifestyle and begin with the free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment being offered right now at PhD Weight Loss. Give them a call in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
Spring is here, and summer's right around the corner. Is your backyard ready? At Harbin Lumber Company, we have everything you need to build the perfect deck for grilling, chilling, and making memories. From top quality wood and composite decking to railings and accessories, we've got it all. Durable, beautiful, and built to last. Your dream deck starts at Harbin Lumber. Visit Harbin Lumber today and get decked out for the season. Call or stop by, because great decks start with great materials. Visit us in-store or online at harbinlumber.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Hey Roar listeners, Morgan Coleman here. Spring is the busiest time of the year for real estate, so let's make sure you're prepared before you jump into the market. Whether it's your first time buying and selling or your 10th, schedule a meeting with me to ensure you're armed with the information you need. I take pride in the education I provide my clients and would be honored to do the same for you. If you're considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
What's up, Clemson family? This is former Clemson linebacker and now linebackers coach, Ben Boyer. Are you looking to get in the best shape of your life for this upcoming football season? Well, look no further than The Junkyard. The Junkyard is a group training fitness studio located in Anderson, Greenville, and Malden, South Carolina, where your first workout is free. You see free, you see me. Visit us for more information at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
The Roar FM is proud to be an equal opportunity employer. We do not discriminate on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, age, disability, or any other protected characteristic. If your community group or organization would like to receive notifications of job openings at the Roar FM, please reach out to our general manager, John Hennis. You can email John directly at henis@theroarfm.com. That's henis@theroarfm.com. The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us on a Friday. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists are doing unbelievable work in your garage floors. I had a text yesterday. We talked about the Notre Dame game, Mike, the Hurricane game. And a buddy of mine, Mike, sent in a text that said, I had 40 people in my garage tailgating. We always tailgate in the garage. He lives about maybe a mile from the stadium. But then walk over in the rain and all that. He goes, but had 40 people in that garage on that garage floor tailgating.
That's awesome.
And you wouldn't have that if you had oil stains in there, right? Like you want to show off your garage to all that. That's what Carolina Flooring Specialists can do. 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. No obligation phone call. 10 minutes, take the time, and they'll treat you right. You're going to absolutely love it. It's my great friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. John Rahm bogeys his first hole. So two of the leaders go out bogeying. Rahm bogeys 1, and Koepka bogeys 10. So not a good start for two of the guys that were under par yesterday. To our guest lines for our this segment brought to you by my friends over at ReedyLandCo.com and John Stillwell joins us. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. With our intro song today, we're going to, instead of talking, we're going to talk about buying dirt too, but we're going to talk about buying shrimp as well today.
Well, I can't wait because I've done this and Mike's done this, and we want to talk a little bit about that. Hey, by the way, before we start, let's do business first this time rather than business last.
Let's do it.
I'm in having dinner last night, and I look up, and Jinx and Emily Patrick, two of my favorite people, are across the way from us, and we speak, and they come over and speak to us. And I told him, I said, look, I want to buy some land. I want it to be local, but I'm not going to buy any land that doesn't have two waterfalls on it. He goes, well, John Stillwell's your guy. He's got two waterfalls on a new piece of property. Tell me about that one and about some awesome looking places you've got on the site right now.
Yeah, that one's going to be coming to market before the end of the month, but it's pretty unique property. It's going to be 120 acres in central, two waterfalls is correct, two large waterfalls too, almost a mile of river frontage, 6,400 square foot house, small fish pond. It's the total package in 15, 20 minutes from Clemson University. So it's going to be a really, really nice property for somebody to take advantage of, to be close to Clemson and within 40 minutes of Greenville. So look for more info on that coming soon. But we've got other stuff, too, that's around there, some stuff on Lake Kiwi. Somebody's looking for Kiwi lots that aren't in one of the developments, like the Cliffs or Reserve. We've got some stuff on the market there too. So all over the upstate and beyond, if we don't have it listed, we'll help you find it. So go to ReedyLandCo.com and take a look at our inventory. Give us a call if you're looking for land and want help and identifying and finding stuff, maybe even something that's not on the market yet, we can definitely help you there.
How you've sold hundreds of properties. You've walked thousands of properties, I'm sure. How often do you come across something like that where you look at it and go, like it just gets juices flowing a little bit extra, a little extra gusto going when you see a property like that?
Well, yes, it happens. You know, I would say once or twice a year for me. I see something, like this one that I just mentioned is one of those. Got one hopefully coming for the end of the year. One of the nicest turnkey recreational tracks that I've been on down in Abbeville County. It'll be coming later this year. That got everything anybody could want on a hunting and recreational property. So man, when you find those and you start working on them and anticipate getting people out there and putting the best foot forward for the property, it definitely gets the juices flowing and gets you excited.
Only bad thing is you don't get to show it very often because the first one, first second one coming there and buy it right off the bat. So
that's right. Yeah, sometimes that does happen. They say you snooze, you lose, and in situations like that, that's certainly the case.
All right, let's talk shrimping. What do we need to know? We are very, very blessed in this part of the country, down in the coast of South Carolina, obviously, to have some awesome shrimp seasons and some great products coming out of the ocean and some awesome good dinners coming out of the ocean.
We are, and I want that to continue, which is why I wanted to talk about that today. A lot of people listening might have seen this week an article came out in the Post and Courier. An industry group, they contracted to have random samples done. So they took all the restaurants in Charleston. They've been doing it all over the Southeast. All the restaurants in Charleston that advertised local shrimp on their menu, they chose some of those restaurants in random sampling and did DNA testing on the shrimp that they serve. They sampled 44 restaurants, and out of those 44, Mickey, how many do you think DNA testing showed that they were using wild-caught South Carolina shrimp rather than imported farmed shrimp?
Oh, see, you're going to break my heart here. I would hope to say that 75%, I hope it's at 32 or 3, but that's going to be high, it sounds like.
It's going to be very high. Out of those 44 restaurants that were sampled, 4 of them were using legitimate wild-caught shrimp. 4. Which is pretty disheartening, when you dig into it and know how much decline we've seen in the shrimp fleet, in South Carolina, out of places like McClellanville and Beaufort and Shim Creek and Little River in Horry County, there's just fewer and fewer folks who are operating shrimping trawlers in our waters, and it's because of people using cheap imported shrimp from Asia and not supporting our local shrimpers and helping them sell what is frankly a much higher quality product. So I guess my message today is to bring awareness to that and encourage people not only to buy their own local shrimp when they're able to be at the coast. We do that a lot, and I'll be honest. When we go down there, maybe once a year, a couple friends of mine and I will buy a bulk order of shrimp and then freeze it for using later during the year. And the prices we can get at those local shrimpers, I would be surprised that if you could find it in the grocery store for cheaper than what we buy it for there. And all it takes is a little bit of effort if you're down there. So support those folks. And more importantly, support restaurants that support them, because that's really where they make their money is selling their product to restaurants to serve. And there's a lot more than 4 restaurants, Mickey, that serve local shrimp and support those guys. And one way to know who that is to go to the South Carolina Shrimpers Association website. They've got a list of restaurants and providers that they certify support local shrimpers. You can go to fcshrimp.org to see all that information and support those restaurants that help those guys make their living and continue to bring in that local product for us.
All right. What we need to do, though, is also put the ones on, make it available, the ones that say they have local shrimp that don't have local shrimp.
Yeah, that was the only thing about that article is they chose not to publicly shame the restaurants that were advertising, and out of those 44, some of them were not outright fraudulent what they were claiming. Maybe they used an image of a shrimp trawler on their menu or something, but 25 of them out of that 44 they said were outright fraudulent in how they were claiming that they use local shrimp. So unfortunately, they let them off the hook there and just named the four that were certified as using wild caught shrimp, but the other 40 restaurants, they were just going to send them a letter and give them the opportunity to change their practices. So no public shaming out of that article, but I agree. I think really what needs to happen is South Carolina is one of the few states that doesn't have laws requiring truth in advertising and disclosure of that from restaurants. So I think the Shrimpers Association is pushing for that. And any way you can support that effort, I think would be the best way to help.
This seems like an obvious answer, but sometimes the obvious answer is not the right one. Why would someone use shrimp from Asia if you're right here in South Carolina and you can get it right here in South Carolina?
I agree. The quality's better, but it comes down to price. I mean, the shrimp farm stuff out of Asia is just much cheaper on the wholesale market, and it's purely centered on profit to be able to help their bottom line. It certainly has nothing to do with the quality of the product, because the fresh local stuff is light years better than what you can get from something that's growing in a pool.
Now, this is a little bit off subject, but you know I got to do this every once in a while. Texture tells me, a friend texts me on a personal text line, that 90% of the scallops you're eating in restaurants are shark meat. That's not true, is it? We can't say it's something.
I don't know.
Else.
I mean, it definitely does not. There certainly is a high percentage of scallops that are not fresh caught dry scallops, but I don't know what the percentage is. But unfortunately, in seafood, it's not unusual to see stuff that you're not necessarily eating what you think you're eating. So you got to be careful. You got to go to reputable places. So
I didn't want to hear that. Anyway, one thing I didn't ask you in the business aspect of it: how do people find you? How do they reach you? You guys do a great job social media, and the website looks amazing. I was on it last night watching looking at some unbelievable properties and more coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. You can always see all of our stuff at reedylandco.com. We do a great job with our marketing folks of providing a lot of pictures, maps, videos to help you really try and understand a property before you go out there and see it on the ground. So many times in real estate, folks portray a property. Obviously, it's our job to portray it in the best light as real estate agents, but sometimes the way it's advertised, you think you're going to get one thing, and then you get there on the ground, and it's not what you thought it was. But I think we do a great job of really trying to portray what our property truly looked like, and presenting those on reedylandco.com along with other places. But go to reedylandco.com to see those. If you'd like to reach out to me, certainly give me a call at 864-414-1879. I'd love to help you. I'd love to hear more about your property. If you're just curious about what it's worth, I'll shoot you straight and give you an honest opinion about it. And if nothing else, just give you a little bit of good advice and make a new friend. So give me a call. I'm happy to help.
I will tell you this. There's out there somewhere, there's a spouse that said, "Sweetheart, I want to buy this property, and it's got a waterfall on it." And somewhere the spouse said, "Nope. Unless there's two, we're not buying it. Well, you got it now. John Stillwell, get in touch with him about a two waterfall property. Yeah. Take care of that for sure. Hey, I always appreciate it, my friend, and look forward to visiting with you guys next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, for sure. How about that? Two waterfalls on it.
Hey, Mickey, you can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp Creole. Shrimp
you ever been on a shrimp boat? No, been a real big boat. Texture says, I live in Charleston. If you see this, ask if the tariffs could help. I don't know. I don't know how that works out for sure. But anyway, I got a lot of folks saying to go to this place for sure. He said, can he name the four? I'm not sure. Look up the article to see that. And Texture also knows somebody with a shrimp farm in Charleston. I wonder how that counts. Does that count as local since it's not wild caught, since it's a shrimp farm there? Interesting stuff.
Pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp.
The Bubba Cup Shrimp Company. 7059 says, Happy Father's Day to all the dads at the Roar Dog fan that loves the show. And you as well, to all of our dads out there. We used to do, Michael Vaughn, we used to do a Father's Day and Mother's Day shows. We've done it every year up until this year. And this year, just with what we're doing with my keeping my kids now, and just it takes a lot of work to set those nine guests up and to coordinate those days. And also, we tape a lot of those shows, a lot of those interviews in advance. I just had a ton of things going on in the last 2 weeks and couldn't get to it. But we'll do a Father's Day segment. When we come back, let's do that. Tell me about a Father's Day experience with your dad in sports, or your son or daughter in sports. We'll take a couple of texts on that in the next segment. A couple of phone calls on that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Love to hear from you there for sure. In the next hour, one open phone line segment, and then the big dog from ESPN, Roy Philpott, joins us. Busy hour number three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.